I'd like to welcome you back to All That Stuff and Practice series. In 1955, Moshe Feinstein was posed a question which is still relevant in many shuls until today about whether it's appropriate or proper for someone to announce a page number in order to notify the congregants where the place is in davening. Because there are many parts of davening which is inappropriate to talk, it's inappropriate to speak or make a hefsek. And most specifically between Kaddish and Shmona Esrei of Maariv. Between Geula and Tefillah of Maariv, the question was whether it's appropriate for someone to announce the page number. The Gemara in today's Daf Brachos Daf Dalet, in the middle of Amud Beis, quotes from Rabbi Yochanan, Ezu ben Olam Haba, who is someone who is a ben Olam Haba Zasomech Geula, the Tefillah Shel Arva, someone who juxtaposes Geula, someone who discusses our redemption, most specifically the Tzitzis and Tzrayim, and the Bracha of Gal Yisrael to Tefillah Shel Arvis. Shmona Esrei of Maariv. So our Gemara says clearly that you are supposed to juxtapose Geula Tefillah and not make a hefsek in the middle. And therefore the questioner was asking the Moshe whether it's proper for someone to announce the page number, would that be considered a hefsek? So Moshe referred the questioner to the Shulchan Aruch and Sim Reish Lamed Vav. Discussing Maariv, the onset of Rosh Chodesh, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Masha Makriz Shliach Tzibur Rosh Chodesh Ben Kadesh Tefillas Arvis Lo Havi Hefsek. The Chazan is able to announce, the Gaba is able to announce, right before Shmona Esrei of Maariv, that tonight is Rosh Chodesh, and therefore you recite Yal V'Yavo. Lo havi hefsek even shehu tzarech ha-tfila, and it doesn't compromise this juxtaposition of Geula la-tfila, since it is tzarech ha-tfila, since it's necessary for davening. And it's interesting to note that Mishabura quotes from the Magen Avraham, that this halacha is expanded not only to Yal V'Yavo, in which if someone would skip Yal V'Yavo, they would have to repeat Shmona Esrei. But even when it comes to Al Hanisim, which if someone on Hanukkah or Purim skips Al Hanisim, they wouldn't have to repeat Shmona Esrei. Still, the Gabbai is allowed to announce and say, verbalize, that tonight you're supposed to say Al Hanisim, and it's not considered a hefsek. And therefore, Moshe felt that based on this Shulchan Aruch, you could apply that to announcing page numbers as well. Since it's necessary for davening, in order to notify people what page Shmona Esrei is on, you're allowed to announce the page number. Asks or Moshe, perhaps someone could say that this idea that tzorech ha-tefillah, something that's necessary for davening, is not considered a hefsek. Perhaps that's only if you made the hefsek, if you spoke to help your own davening. But who said if you're announcing the pages in order to notify other people of where to daven, that that's not considered a hefsek for you? When you announce the page number for others, that didn't enhance your own davening. So maybe for yourself, that would be considered a hefsek. But Moshe explained that this is clearly not true. Because when the Shulchan Aruch writes that the Gaba is allowed to announce Yal V'Yavo, when the Gaba announces Al Hanisim, he knows that today is Chanukah. He knows that tonight is Rosh Chodesh. And when he's announcing it, it's in order to notify other people. And still, it's not considered a hefsek. And therefore, Moshe felt that when it comes to announcing a page number as well, it wouldn't be considered a hefsek since it's Tzorech HaTfil, it's necessary for davening. However, it's important to note that Moshe ends off the tshuva with a suggestion, recommendation that instead of someone announcing the page numbers, it would be preferable if they would be able to have cards with the page number up, so no one would have to put themselves in a compromised situation, because there are other parts of davening which it's not so simple that it would be acceptable for someone to announce the pages.